Tonight on Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen, we're going to discuss and recap episode 11, Do or Die. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm... He only lasted 3 seconds. That's what she said.
hold on. I got the button. Wait a second.
That's what she said.
There we go.
Yeah, I truly can't believe that there weren't so many more that's what she said. Because, yeah, he literally lasted 3 seconds. Yeah.
Well, you know, it was almost like I was gearing up for this really long, drawn-out thing. So I was kind of like getting my stuff set up. And then all of a sudden, it was just, you know, he was out. And that was that.
I was shocked that Erica did it. The challenge.
No, I think Erica perpetually feels like she's at the bottom.
Well, I almost said that. But no, I.
Oh, I'm warm taffy. May you.
But I was thinking, okay.
History.
I go, she doesn't have a chance to win. And she's probably going to lose. I thought she'd be the first one out.
I don't know. There's arguments to be made that Erica is getting a Michelle's winner.
Oh my God. If she won, riots in the streets.
And honestly, like then, and if so, then they did her a disservice by not. I mean, they had to have learned from, you know, Michelle's season. Like, they had to have learned that the, you know, purple winner's edit is not, you know, not popular amongst the fans.
Purple winner's edit? What's that again?
Oh, my God. We literally went over this, like, 30 minutes ago.
I know, but why is it called purple?
Because of Purple Kelly from Nicaragua, where she just didn't get any kind of edit. Like, she didn't talk, she was just invisible the whole time. So whenever somebody is invisible, they refer to them as being purple.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, always say Erica's sneaky and Erica's very good at strategy.
Right. Like, there's always these little like hints and like tidbits about,
we
like,
just don't see it.
But we don't see, yeah, exactly. Like, we see these random moments like last week, which I'm so sorry that we didn't record.
Last week would have been a good week.
It would have been a really great week because my girl Stan went home and I was really bummed.
That was rough for sure.
But again, though, she sabotages someone on her way out.
Yeah.
She goes, Ricard, you got my $1 million vote. Well, don't say that.
Right.
She has a problem. And that was probably what did her game in. She has a problem with when to say something, when not to say something.
I don't think she has a problem. I think everybody saw her as a legitimate threat. And they all
that's the problem. But even her own partner knew that she had a different alliance outside of him. And he knew he had to get rid of her.
Right. Which is funny because in every single exit interview with Shan... So I haven't been as good about exit interviews this season, but I really enjoy Shan as a player and wanted to hear what she had to say. So I sought out like exit interviews and articles and stuff that, she had done. And she mentions how this was the best move. She has no hate for Ricard because this was the best move for his game. And she totally understood it and agreed with him making the move at the point. She calls Heather a goat. And she talks about how her bringing up Deshaun's name, that was something that she did do, but it was actually not as big of a deal because she had moved on to, what was it, Erica or whatever, like after that. So like she had abandoned the Deshaun idea and gone, you know, moved on with that. But after the challenge, she actually got really sick and was with medical all afternoon. So she missed, you know, like 30 minutes after they got back from the challenge till 10 minutes before tribal council. So she never actually got a chance to be on.
You're
that.
Saying before she got voted out?
Yeah, she got out. Sick? of the camp the whole day wasn't a part of any of the voting out stuff after, like, in between that challenge and the vote. They put her back on the beach 10 minutes beforehand. So she never actually got to explain to Deshaun, like, no, I don't really want to, like, you know, this, I'm sorry, like, this isn't a thing, like, I'm sorry. Like, so her whole game got blown up by the fact that she just wasn't there.
I think it was going to go that way anyway, though. Yeah, I mean, she might have been able to, but she had played, I think we said before, she had such a great game, and then it just went south. She just kept making mistake after mistake after mistake. And I do believe that she was so honest with Ricard, it's almost to her demise. Because said, I have this alliance with Danny, Liana. Is it Liana?
Liana.
Liana and Deshaun. That's who I want in the final four. Well, you keep saying, I'm sure she said that. But she was almost too honest with Ricard. And he says they were both honest with each other and they both were going to eventually have to cut each other out. But I thought,
Ricard, you know, I have to say, as somebody with high anxiety, I actually super appreciate somebody being so honest out there, like knowing, you know, what to expect.
Well, I'm saying you can be honest, but it's going to kill you in the end.
Maybe.
If you're playing with smart players and Ricard is the best player out there.
Right.
He's the best player left. He's the best player this season, in my opinion. He's just very cool, very calm and collected. He's just, like they said, he's likable, but he's also, I said it early on, he's a snake and he knows when to strike. And you can only be so honest with somebody like that, you know. Like Liana, she could be honest with Liana. Liana was never going to vote her out. Yeah. Was never going to vote. And that's why they didn't tell her.
Yeah. But I appreciate that she and Ricard had that relationship. I truly appreciate that.
Like, it's great. But if you're there for $1 million, you can't do that.
Or can you? Maybe when you know exactly where your enemies stand, you can strike how you do. And it didn't work out well for her. She just misplayed that point. But in all of the exit interviews, everything that I read or listened to, she kept saying how we didn't really understand her relationship with Ricard out there. Like, it was so tight that she told everyone, even the Black Alliance, that he was her gay husband. And like, that was her thing. Like, you know, I love you guys, but this is my like gay husband. And like, she just kept going on, like, just talking like nothing but mutual love and respect for him. So clearly there was, like, we saw the marital spats, but like, clearly there was a lot more love out there than you know, we were fully shown, which I guess is, you know, maybe
again, I get that, but it cost her $1 million.
Well, you know, I will say, given watching all 8 hours of the Get Back documentary, very similar, where it's like, oh, John and Paul hate each other. I was like, no, there was still a lot of love there.
There was. It's a great documentary.
Well, mutual respect.
Exactly.
No, there was love too. If you, yeah. Super also, Jay and I totally recommend the Get Back documentary on Disney Plus.
I talked about it yesterday for like 35 minutes.
It's so good, isn't it?
Did you watch it though, or you just listen to it?
I watched the first episode.
Okay.
I haven't had a chance to watch it from there. I know it gets better in the second episode.
Well, I like the first one too. It's just, it's not very happy.
Yeah. No, we have Ringo up in the top going.
Oh no, that's the whole thing. But
Ringo's a vibe, and it's a great one.
Ringo's a vibe. It's a great vibe. And the only reason they go on the roof is because of Ringo. So like,
spoiler, you know, alert.
His vibe pays off. He just like patiently waits it out.
Anyway, like, I always look at, if I was playing the game, I would be honest with someone up to a certain point.
Yeah, maybe. So is Erica or Ringo, is she just waiting it out to like strike?
No, because Ringo's likable.
Oh, Erica's likable too. She hasn't got a very good edit.
Yeah, maybe, I guess, maybe in real life. You are correct. This is an edit that we are getting. But anyway,
I feel like we're all rooting for the players that the edit is showing us are likable, like Deshaun, great. I mean, even like Deshaun messed up and we got this great, amazing, like, you know, redemption thing for him. Danny, I thought for sure Danny was going home with his whole thing about his dad and whatnot. Like, I thought that.
Why set us up for that? Like, he lost his dad and lost Survivor the same day. I mean, I know it's not as bad as losing
his
dad.
Well, no, that
would be such a cruel edit.
And then as soon as he was like in the top three left for the challenge, I even said to you guys, I was like, oh, Danny's going to win because why else are we going to hear about
it? It was just a compelling story. Like, it was the anniversary of his dad's death.
Yeah.
He came to terms with it because he was like quietly meditating on the beach. And it was just, yeah.
I mean, it's tough to like spend 25 years and not come to terms with it.
It is tough, but that's, you know,
it's tough.
Human beings, we're complicated, man.
Yes, some
humans are complicated because Danny, I was stuck with my dad the whole time and it wasn't that much better.
I try to die, but it just never paid out. But I did like the twist up until.
Oh, the twist sucked.
But I like it because this is why I liked it. It wasn't like when Erica went to the island and she got a huge, just fell in her lap. This one, you had to make a choice. Do I want to do that? Deshaun could have backed out too and said, oh, I don't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah.
They gave you, I mean, that was the, agreed. It's not like finding an idol under your pillow or it was like, okay, you have a, I liked it up until the game, because then it becomes a game of chance. I think what they should have done.
It's not like Deal or No Deal. It's like, are you sure you want this case? And I was like, I don't know.
It was stressful, but I think they should have had the same. He had to repeat the challenge. And if he, you know, you have to go 5 minutes. If the thing went, he has to go 5 minutes when he came. I think it would be more something where he has to. I don't like the chance part of it.
Sure. But I mean, that's kind of like sometimes you draw rocks and you might draw. I don't like all that.
I understand. Stuff,
so I understand. Just real quick, I want to plus in a couple chats here. Has Erica played a better game than Liana? I think so. I would agree. Yes. Elena, I agree.
Liana was all about Shan and the Black Alliance. She really wasn't playing a game.
I think she was. I don't think it was a very good one.
No, her hatred towards.
Xander
killed her because Xander said,
I hate his face. Oh, I hate him.
And she goes, he said, she writes my name down every time. I had high hopes for her in the beginning, but.
Well, seeing that Xander uses extra vote, which once there were 8 votes and we didn't see it, I was like, oh, and Xander uses extra vote. Like obviously it's the only thing it'd be.
We could see Ricard's face was like.
Yeah. Huh? However.
I said, don't worry, Ricard. There's only 2 minutes left. You know,
because there was such bad blood, like Katy Perry, Taylor Swift bad blood between Liana and Xander, that there was 0% chance that Xander was ever going to use his extra vote on anybody other than 2 Liana votes. And the cherry on top of his vote, though, was that he did one of them in lowercase letters and one of them in all capital letters, which I noticed and thought was hilarious.
I did not notice that.
Can we just take a second to, I mean, we've given some praise to Xander throughout the season, but Homeboy, who I thought would just kind of be, maybe have some big moves Homeboy. And kind of flame out, has hung in there and has a shot.
He could win it.
He could.
But he has to get Ricard out. I almost think his move should have been to get rid of Ricard, but I get his logic because he becomes the target.
Yeah.
Well, I get also they have to get rid of the Dominant Alliance, because if they don't get rid of the Dominant Alliance, then they're screwed.
Hold on. What is Dominant Alliance? I don't know.
Dominant Alliance.
Oh, Dominant. Okay.
Oh my God.
I thought it was Domino Alliance.
Yeah.
The Pizza Hut.
I prefer Pizza Hut, personally.
Pizza Hut?
Neither.
That's true. They're both awful. But if I had to choose between the two bigs, it would be
Pizza Hut. Oh, yeah. Pizza Hut all the way.
Domino's is trash.
Domino's is total trash.
Like, so Domino's is
welcome for our. You know what the commercial is going to be on this one?
Domino's. Probably Domino's. But I'll say it right now. Don't do it because it's awful. Like, if there was a reward challenge on Survivor and the reward was a Domino's pizza,
I'd be like, I'll sit out. I don't need it.
I'll be hanging like Shan.
You haven't eaten in 25 days. That explains why she's still hangry, because she was hangry at Tribal.
I mean, I'd be hangry too. She looked. I love when they come out and Zach's like, Shan's beautiful.
No, he goes, Shan looks pretty. And I was like, yeah.
Pretty angry.
No, he's like, she's beautiful. She looks pretty.
And yeah, Miami Mike has it right. The pizza does always look bad on Survivor. You know what looks worse than that pizza? Domino's pizza. Hungry Howie's. It's a great pizza that is much better than Domino's. Yes. Try today, Hungry Howie's.
What I would do if I was ever in those pizza challenges, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're just so hungry that you don't care. But if me well-fed Domino's gives me diarrhea and other problems, then I don't know how me not well-fed.
It's a disadvantage.
I think in Survivor history, like, they've only showed... In Survivor history, I could be wrong because I'm not a historian, but I think they've only showed one group that had that won a challenge with food stopping all the way to shit. Poop. I'm sorry, poop.
This is a family-friendly show.
I apologize. I covered my mouth right after I said it.
Oh, don't my forget, goodness.
The blood versus water, the one when Natalie won. Like, don't forget how Keith saw it.
Hold on. I just need to take a second to press this in. My future replacement on the show, Jamie Joe Kelly, comment so far of the night, Xander's areolas are the real pizza party on the island.
No lie.
Fair.
Well, how old is Xander? Is he like, what, 20, 20, 21, 22, 23?
He's a lot younger than me. Like the TSA agent the other day.
All right, Colleen's logic.
You think he was TSA agent old or younger than
that? He hated the Sam and Rebecca union.
The Sam and Rebecca union was absolutely ridiculous.
I thought it was perfectly fine.
But no, it was not. He's his boss. He's his boss. He's so much older than him. If it was role reversed, gender reversed, we would
talking about
Sam and Rebecca. So no, there's just no
way. On Cheers?
No.
On Ted Lasso.
Oh, Ted Lasso. Okay.
Anyway,
but Sam and Rebecca are also Cheers.
Yes, they are, because
Xander is 21.
Xander is 21. Okay, there you go.
All right,
cool. What is it? Is it like, what's the thing with the age? It's like minus 7 or half your age plus 7. So, Colleen, let me do this for you real quick just to see if you're okay. And by 2.
Okay, I'm 37, so half my age. It's like,
oh, okay, Colin, I'm sorry. You can do about 25 and a half.
You're going to have to just dream about those eyes.
23. Yeah.
No, 25 and a half. You do half your age plus 7. You're 37 divided by 2.
That's
18.
18, okay.
All right, when did people stop listening to this show?
I don't know. Can we just talk about this? Xander is 21. I guess I hit it, but I'm too old.
We can do whatever we want.
He definitely got a haircut on the island, though.
It's not that hard. He just kind of...
Yeah, I think he found some medical shears and just cut it off. That's what she said. But, like,
The machete.
Yeah, he just macheted his hair. And when it's luscious, curly locks like that, you can do it.
Well, actually, I think it's pronounced machete.
Machete?
No, machete.
Really?
Regardless...
I've said pizza. It machete for my life. I'm not sure.
I'm starving like Shan, I guess I'm eating it. But then also spending the day in medical and then getting voted out.
All right, here we go. I'm going to pull it. Oh, maybe this is the English one. Let's see. It's here.
Oh, my goodness.
Machete.
That's the American pronunciation.
Machete. Now
let's go to British pronunciation.
Machete.
Ooh.
Machete.
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 Machete. But does Adele sing it like that? Because I don't hear Adele singing it, then it doesn't count as British.
Well, it's just British people, when they sing in general, you don't hear the accent because British accent is made up. Moving on.
Let's talk about... Oh, yeah, me too. I hope so. I'm scared, though. I think that the only way Ricard wins is if he gets immunity at crucial points, because... He's like target number one now. He's in a dominant alliance. There's two people on the bottom, Deshaun and Danny. And then the other four are, you know, the dominant alliance. And Who, if you're Heather, Xander, and Erica, who are you going to take out? Even if you're Xander and you move over with Danny DeShawn because you want to keep her card, like Erica and Heather, like
there's no way if I'm Xander, I'd vote Heather or Erica out.
Yeah, I think if you leave if Xander's there, you know what I would do is I'd bring Heather. It'd be Heather and Erica, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Erica gets the sneak attack win, and we all quit Survivor.
I probably would.
So, okay, if it's Erica, Xander, and Heather, if that's the final three, who wins?
Xander.
Why? Xander, but your whole purple edit thing has got me thinking maybe
Erica. I'm saying that if Erica would win over Xander, it's a trap.
Because if it's three people that nobody wants to vote for in the end, who do they vote for?
Why would people not want to vote for Xander?
Because most of them spent the whole
time. Liana. Liana hates Xander's face.
He hates Xander. He hates his face.
Oh my God. I think Erica's winning.
Right?
It all came down to her change.
Heather, Erica. Heather, who does not need the money. Heather, Erica.
That's on her resume. I changed the game. I changed the history of the game. That's it. She's got my vote. She's got my vote.
I think she's going to win. I think it's going to happen.
If the final three is Heather, Xander, or Erica, we've had too many confessionals about Erica being smart and sneaky.
I'd probably quit watching Survivor.
Erica's going to win.
Which I guess is okay.
No, it's not okay.
Because, no. If that's the final three. But, like, clearly there's other players still left in the game that I would prefer to win over Erica because we've seen more of them because the Survivor edit gods have...
All right, let's rank this right now. There's six left. Now, next week's not going to be a finale, so I guess it's a five-person finale?
I guess so.
They said
Oh my God. Is it going to be like to be continued, you go to Edge of Extinction kind of thing?
There's two more episodes.
Yeah.
Two more. So then maybe there's five. Okay, maybe it'll be a final five. So out of the six that are left, Heather's last, right?
It used to be five people on the final episode.
Okay, so say maybe.
Oh my God. Hold on. If there's five people, does that mean we have to do that stupid like march through everybody's, what is it called?
The March of Shame.
I know.
I used to like when I could just record it. I would always get to fast forward through that.
Elena, you used to be my favorite. Now I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I think we might have to ban her.
I don't know. Like I appreciate them recognizing the people that got voted out, but it's still very tedious.
Okay, here's the thing. All right. So out of the six,
if they started the finale,
except the one time where the guy quit and Jeff threw it. Jeff threw his torch into the thing so that he didn't have his torch. Remember the guy that quit and Jeff got pissed and threw this torch into the fire?
You have a caca potty mouth today, Jack. It's out of control.
What'd I say?
Piss.
Oh, whatever. So when they did the fallen comrade thing, his thing was not there because it was in the fire. And they couldn't auction it off either.
They cut back to the ashes in the fire pit.
Well, they put that at the ashes. They auctioned it off.
Well, I believe Nasir said that he didn't get to take home his idol because they were collecting those things for another like potential ghost island.
Okay.
Oh, which was really freaking lame the first time. So maybe not repeat it. It was so stupid. Okay.
I did like when Heather gave her reason why she didn't do the challenge, because all the people she could outlast are sitting in the jury. And their look is like,
yeah, I have to appreciate the honesty.
That's one way to get votes.
Yeah.
She's third place. Okay. Yeah. Top six.
Going to final three, right?
All right. You're keep rambling here. I'm trying to put a question out. Top six. Number six, Heather.
Are we talking power rankings?
Just power rankings right now. Top six. This is usually the final episode rankings, but it's not. Okay. Because we'll program two more. So six, who's your number six? Colleen.
Oh, number six, Heather.
Heather. Heather. Jack. All right. Heather. Now the tough one. Number five.
Erica. Xander.
Xander's five?
I think Xander's five.
He, as far as game
power play? Rankings, power rankings, like who has enough control, not like who's going to get voted out next. I think Xander,
I'm going
Xander
by who's played
because they are so low on the power rankings, they're going to go to the final three. but I think that they don't have enough power.
So you think Xander has like no agency over the gameplay right now? Like he's
no,
I think he's been more involved than Erica.
He still has an idol.
He still has an idol, which they might be scared of. But I mean, at this point, he hasn't.
Okay, all right. Jack says Erica. You say Xander. All right, that's fine.
I'm going by strength of how I feel they played the game.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm literally going just by power rankings.
Power rankings can be controversial because it's up to the opinion of the writer of the power rankings. So that's your five. All right, four. Jack, who's four?
I'll go Danny.
Danny is your four. Colleen, who's your four?
I would agree, Danny.
Okay. Now our final three. Colleen, who's your three?
Erica.
Erica. Oof. All right. Jack.
My three has got to be Deshaun.
Deshaun. Okay. All right. Now two.
Deshaun. Right.
Top two. Your Deshaun two. Jack.
Xander.
Xander. And number one, Ricard for both of you?
Ricard, yeah.
Ricard is clearly in the driver's seat right now, which makes him not make it to the final three.
It's true. I hope Ricard wins because he's probably one of the best players to play the game.
I love Ricard and I love Shan. I really wanted one of the two of them to win. But
Ricard's a far better player, though.
Miami Mike, Xander is five, and Xander's areolas are number one, according to Jim.
He does have big areolas.
It was hard to watch him with that challenge because they were.
Listen.
They were excited. They were their blood.
Xander, if you're watching this, I think your areolas are perfect.
I would look at your areolas all day. If you want to come to our deck and just sit.
Jeff said, can we throw some cold water on there?
That was in that song.
Cold water. Years, right? No cold water.
Xander's areolas in the continental travel. Xander's areolas in the continental night.
I'm very sad that there's no Beatles song that was joked about areolas, but you know.
Pretty sure there's 60 hours of footage total, so they may have it some.
I'm sure Yoko screamed out some areola songs.
You're gonna wait in the last episode.
In the last episode, there's Yoko screaming. Don't worry.
And
I've already seen that part.
Oh, you've seen with his adopted daughter Heather. She's like,
Yeah. It's amazing. The whole sequence that follows that is amazing. Actually, it's really great.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go watch that again.
Survivor, not the Beatles. Although I could talk about the Beatles all day.
Well, the Beatles are more compelling than Erica.
Oh, Miami Mike, love these two.
Oh my God, Jamie
Joe. Oh no!
Big two red circles.
Two red circles. Big red circles, like Xander's areolas.
That's what she said.
There is nothing wrong with big areolas.
How come on here they're together, but over here they're apart? In the chat they're apart, but when you put it up,
well, I don't know. It's maybe just
they're not apart in my chat. Just saying.
Really?
Danny Shimmer is five. He's an awesome guy. I love him, but has he played the game? I mean, he's
given opinions. The power. He's,
what's that?
We've seen Danny give opinions about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing because he must not win. We just don't see more of it.
Yeah,
but I really love the moment tonight about his dad. Like when we went to tribal, I was like, oh my God, it's 8:17, 8:30 or 8:13 when the immunity challenge started. It's 8:32 when the tribal starts. Like, what is gonna happen? Like, it's gonna be nuts. We actually have this like a lot of really emotional payoffs to things this season. And obviously for Survivor producers, the number one most important payoff was the fact that when Jeff asked us all back in episode one, can I still call you guys? And they were like, maybe not. And then he got this wonderful discussion at Tribal Council. And really, that was all he was hoping for. So it paid off for Jeff, which, yeah. CBS is most important.
The only problem is with the... With when they came back and I saw it was a short, it was just a chance game. I said, okay, he's going to get the correct answer.
We said that too.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, now it's 53. Clearly. Yeah.
Unless he would have lost, if he would have won and they didn't vote. The vote came back to the next episode.
Love Miami Mike's take here. Danny helped his tribe go into the merge with the majority, then was part of the new majority, got a good edit and win today. Yeah, I think Danny's higher than five. I do think he's a four, a solid four. Ricard's one.
Ilana's been off. Ilana's been off.
See, all day today. I put Erica higher because Erica's a swing vote, and swing votes always have more power.
Swing votes are always like the worst player. It's like, oh, you're a swing
vote. Usually, when someone says I'm a swing vote, they get voted out. That's what I thought was going to happen.
But she didn't get voted out this time.
I'm just preparing
her. She's not a, because tech on paper, she's not a threat. She shouldn't win. Now, Heather, on paper, if you look at it, like you're thinking, okay, there's no way Erica can win.
But if she goes to the end with Heather and Xander, she wins because every single person on the jury, most of them don't like Xander.
Then it's a bitter jury.
Literally nobody has any kind of respect for Heather. So it's going
to
be...
I would hope
it's
that...
It's not going to be a bad jury. It just means that those people like were able to, under the radar, get everybody else out.
She didn't get anybody. Ah. It's fine. If she wins, then I don't have to watch Survivor anymore. That saves my Wednesday nights.
Oh my God. There's such a baby.
Go ahead.
I'd probably be done too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You guys are so ridiculous.
Colleen, you and Jamie Joe will take the reins and you'll be great.
So ridiculous if you're seriously not going
to. Oh no, I'm going to quit regardless, but it's nice to make it for a reason.
You say this every year.
It's part of the fun, right? I'm like John Lennon, just like, ugh, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And you bring me back one more album.
Because you have so much fun in the last album. What we need to do is we need to all do the last episode of this season on a roof, almost get arrested, have Jack give a little shitting grin to the camera, and I can say
what
that word
because today.
I apologize, and I didn't say it twice.
Oh my God!
I muttered through it the first
Thank
time.
You, Carol. I appreciate the appreciation of my need to quit every single year. Thank you.
Yeah. I quit. I quit, Mr. White.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. I'm kind of saving it now because Zach is at least getting pretty close. Like, I feel like he'd appreciate it, but
I just watched it again a couple months ago.
I don't know. Maybe.
Ariola cast with Colleen and Jamie. I feel like, no offense, Colleen, you know, you're my wife and my true love and I love you forever. Yada, yada, yada. But I think it should be Jamie and Colleen. I just think that sounds better.
That's fine.
I don't think Colleen has the ego you have, Jay.
What are you talking about? I don't have an ego.
The broadcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen, Survivor with Jay Jack and Colleen. Like Colleen is a long name with a lot of like, you know, vowel sounds. It's fine. I don't care.
Kind of absurd.
I'm the Ringo. Too. I just look, my goal now after watching Get Back.
No, wait, Ringo had talent.
God, thank you, pardon.
This got real. It got real.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. I had to.
Ringo wrote Octopus's Garden, okay? Have you written Octopus's Garden? No.
Yellow Submarine?
He didn't write that, but.
Well, he's credit for it, right?
He sang it, but it was written by Lennon McCartney.
Okay. He also, his solo stuff. What's that song?
All I got is a photograph and
No, not that. Well, the one with the cocaine.
Oh, I don't know.
Which one?
There's several.
Actually, you know, in Get Back, there's zero cocaine. Lots of other things, but
no. I'm saying he sings it up
on camera, rather.
Yeah, cocaine's more.
No, that's not it. Let me think. All right, maybe Mike can help me in the chat.
Anyway,
where's Matt Treese when you need him?
All right.
Yes, right. Matt loves TV.
Just before we go to player of the game, go to the game. I did want to just call. I thought it was a really nice discussion around the fact that it was more represented this season with people of color, and I thought it was a really beautiful discussion. Even I don't know. I thought it was a really nice conversation.
So that conversation, you know, was the reason Tribal Council started so early, and I'm so glad that they left that space for that conversation, because not only was it just wrong.
Well, how bad would it have been if they cut it out?
Yeah.
I mean,
It means they said, no, we didn't have time for that.
Something. The cast would have said something.
Yeah.
But like, it was just, it was really great. And the thing, it was great on several levels because it was honest, it was raw. I really thought that it was just presented in such a relatable way and like a simple way that the
Jeff stayed out of it.
And Jeff stayed out of it. The average CVS viewer, like, who is like Heather, may not have their eyes open to the experiences of people of color and people who don't look like them. And I thought that, you know, it was just very well handled, very well explained.
I'm still waiting for the all ball-headed cast.
Oh my God.
I think that should be something going forward.
Nobody wants to see that.
You could have Larry David on it.
Yeah, no, nobody wants to see that.
Yes, the bald-headed cast could be you, Larry David, and Jeff Bezos. Who needs the $1 million the most?
Can we talk about the best bald winner of all time? Has to be. Why am I blanking on his name? One of my favorite players of all time.
Tony?
No, Tony? Not Tony. Tony's great, but
Ethan.
No, who is Tony's ride or die buddy in his second winning season? Firefighter. He won, and then he was in.
Ben?
No, not Ben. No, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
But Jeremy looks good bald.
Okay, but we're not talking about bald people.
It can't be good looking bald people.
Tony looks good bald. Tony looks good bald too.
Distract from the fact that this was actually a very wonderful conversation that society needs to hear, that the culture needed by bald people. Let's not take away from that. Like, in all honesty, like it was really great.
Zachary
had questions after, and it was nice to. And it was presented in such a way that, like, you know, children who, like Zachary, who are watching, like, they could ask questions and have explanations from parents, you know, that could explain it to them. You know, it was really great and actually explained a lot. It kind of brought that whole the Black Alliance like arc circle to a close, because we had that wonderful start to it. We thought they were all going to the end. And just like, you know, many alliances on Survivor, it clearly fell apart. And
well, you heard it from
why. And it was basically the.
Well, Deshaun was saying it the whole time. He goes, yeah, I want to be loyal to my Black Alliance, but I also want to win $1 million.
Right.
He was telegraphing that it was not going to last.
Right. But like, we heard, like, you know, Danny said the main thing, like they wanted the outside world to understand the struggles that they had. Liana's speech was absolutely beautiful.
It's a shame she went home, because I agree.
Yeah, it is a shame she went home. Like, blackness is not a monolith, which, you know.
She's a great moderator for the conversation, honestly. She's a great narrator
for the conversation, yeah. like a host through it. Like, I think it was a great initiative. I think it's something that CVS has been trying to do since, what's his name? From with the do-rag, like, where they had that conversation to start out. And I thought that
Jamal. Oh, Jamal. Okay.
Yeah. Where they had a do-rag.
I didn't remember that.
And I think that, like, Survivor has taken this.
That was this season? Xander, right? No. Jamal, that was last season.
No, that was two seasons ago. I think it was 39.
Where someone made a joke, right?
Yeah, there was a joke made about the do-rag, and then he explained it to them, like, why that was problematic to call it that. And it was really great. And Survivor has had these little scenes here and there, mixed in. I believe that was the same season where what's her name got sexually harassed by the guy that had to leave. So
it took forever for him to go.
Yeah. So all sorts of problematic.
I got hate mail.
I thought that it was a really great thing. Xander piping in, like crying about talking about how he doesn't represent people. He doesn't have to carry that burden. I thought that it was really nice for people that may not think, people that live with the burden and people that may not think about the burden, to hear it discussed on television. And of course, I don't live with that burden. So when I say that I think it's great that, you know, to hear it on TV, that can only be my interpretation. I will leave the rest of that for people who are wiser and more experienced than me. But, you know, as a parent, I thought that it was really great for my 7-year-old white child to hear such a discussion and be exposed to that.
We'll end that thought there.
Wait,
before we get
Carol's thing, remember I said that they have a crush on each other.
Did you guys see the secret scene where Xander expresses that he has a crush on Lyanna?
No,
I did not. But remember I said 2 weeks ago she likes him. That's why she's so angry with him. They like.
But in this case, Xander says that he liked Lyanna.
I think Lyanna likes Xander too.
He had a crush so hard on her that he used 2 votes to vote her out.
That's when you know that's true love. That's true.
Right. He used them both. Right. He also should have played his idol so he can go home next
week. Based on today's gameplay, who was the GOAT of the game and who was the player of the game? GOAT of the game, Colleen.
Heather, always Heather.
Jack.
Well, she really didn't do anything, right?
No.
So I guess she has to be the GOAT.
Yeah. Poor Heather. All right. Player of the game. This might be a little more, see how it goes. Jack, player of the game.
I got to give it to Deshaun. He stayed in the game. We have a 1 in 3 chance of going home. Yeah. I got to be honest. You offer me another chance.
Right.
And he stuck with it. I think it would have sucked to see him go home or Ricard.
Agreed. Colleen, player of the game.
What have you, Ricard? Because Ricard is the obvious answer to get out, and he managed to stay in it.
Yeah.
Which means he convinced a tight 4 to stay with him. Deshaun was the luckiest player of the game. I'll give him that. But like actual gameplay,
skill.
Miami.
Of course, later on they're going to show the hidden scene where the box says "pick this one." That would have been Ben. Pick this one. Been lights coming up.
Will the GOAT award be renamed to the Heather Award? Maybe, possibly.
Yeah. I don't know, but I do have to say I'm going really upset if at the finale we don't get a Lyanna Xander like they're dating now hookup.
I told you that they're going to get married.
Anyway, all right
now.
I Colin, love.
Do we have any listeners?
I love them.
They'd be a great looking couple.
All right.
Of course, Lyanna, we're going to go. You got to wear a shirt.
Colleen, listener feedback. Any listener feedback for today?
Oh, yes, we do. So we have an email from a text message from Shandy. Question for Survivor, JJC, and more specifically for Jay. Why is he so down on Erica? Apart from the editors not including her a ton in the pre-merge and the turn back advantage that she's now associated with, neither which were actually her fault. Is there anything concrete about that, about her? Anything concrete?
Yeah, Jay, what is your problem with Erica?
What is my problem? You're right. I need to stop. No, I think it's she probably should have been voted out. And you're right. It's not her fault. It really isn't her fault. Like, I don't blame her or anything. I just don't think. I think she's had a lot of luck. And there's been players that have been playing.
To be fair, you need luck.
There's true. You're absolutely right. Even Deshaun today had luck on his side. But I'm seeing other players like really play the game, like Shan, Ricard. It's really kind of been them mostly. I think it's more just I'm still bitter about that stupid change the game thing.
Yeah, I didn't like that. But, you know, but I don't know why she's not getting more airtime because when she speaks, she's interesting.
No, I bet that's.
But I'm not coming. I'm saying that this is on the producers.
That's what I'm saying. Like her edits weird, and she had this crazy thing just handed to her.
Yeah,
it's not her fault, but she was non-existent pre-merge, completely non-existent, and all we saw was not great gameplay. That probably would have got her out, but her tribe never went to tribal council, and then she would have been the merge boot.
Sounds familiar.
She had this crazy advantage that made her safe and got to flip the game around. That she did nothing to earn because she wasn't picked because she was the one that was on the outs within her own tribe. And then she kind of gets to basically kind of fly under the radar for the rest of the season. So it's nothing against her personally, but I just think it's another one of those. she could win, and I think that is sad when I see other people that I think played harder and had to, like Shan, that got no advantages and Tribe went to council all the days.
Oh, she did convince a whole bunch of other people to get
ready. Well, Shan had a ton of advantages. She left with
advantages. She got those. She took those advantages. She didn't. Yeah. She played the game to get those advantages. And yes, did she kind of crash and burn in? Sure, but that's because she's been playing so much so hard the whole time because she had to. And then Erica didn't. And again, that's not Erica's fault. Like, I don't not like Erica. I just think I like seeing players that actually play the game. But I also understand it's part of the edit as well. But then that's the shame on the editors if there is a game there that she did play. But what they've shown us is not something that convinces me, like, oh, this is somebody that I really want to see
win. Or it could be that the other people are just more interesting. Because this cast is pretty interesting. I mean, you have
a great cast.
It's a great cast, and a lot of people that went home early were interesting, and
yeah, like so I many, like, more so engaging. Many, and maybe that's it too. Like this cast, like there's so many really good. Even Heather, who's a goat, has had moments this season that are compelling. But like, there's just so many, and even if you watch the Ponderosa, like. Every single one of them is just so much fun. Like the little
the clip of them singing
singing the you know,
we're all that was so much fun.
Well, that's why characters.
Hold, let me just finish my thought here, just because Shani called me out on it. But there's so many characters on this season that are compelling. It's one of the most diverse casts ever, and there's just so many different ideas and backgrounds and ethnicities represented. And it's so entertaining and so compelling. And I feel like she's the least compelling, save for Heather, out of all of them. And she's still in the game because of a really stupid advantage. So that's my reasoning behind not liking Erica. Not as a person, but as a potential winner.
I think the problem is if she wins, there's so many great players. I mean, and there's people that we see are playing the game. I mean, when's the last time we've seen a group? A player is so smart. I mean, it just seems like every vote is like, okay, that was a good vote. That was a good vote. That was a good, like, even voting Leanne out today.
You can see that she's a part of the thought process behind those.
She is part of the thought process, but, you know, Danny's part of the thought process, and he was picked fifth.
Yeah, and so, but Danny just as much. And he's single, like, you know, him and Nasir are the reason why Erica never got voted out, because him and Nasir
won. Nasir's out, and Nasir should still be in the game. I would like to see him again.
And again, Erica, you're right. Erica did not choose to go to the island. She got voted there because she was on the bottom. Exactly, because her gameplay was so poor, she was on the bottom.
Or she was such a threat that she was on the bottom. We just didn't see it.
Oh, come on. She was a threat. You had Nasir, you had Danny.
We've been talking about Deshaun. How she was a threat since the very first time we heard her name in episode like 15.
It's because she was like Nasir? She wanted to get Nasir out. Like,
well, anyone on the bottom is a threat because they know they're on the bottom.
Right. Well, look.
Heather's just happy to finish third place and get her $50,000.
$100,000.
Yeah, probably because
not for third.
Right.
Yeah. Whatever it is, I'm saying, like, from what we've seen, and from based on the fact of like the players that I've enjoyed that have gotten out, I don't necessarily love Erica as a winner, but like, I believe, you know, the standard thought has always been if you make it to the end, you deserve to win.
Ooh, Carol, I love this. Okay. They talk about how she's a threat, but they haven't shown it much on the show. So again, if that's really true, and if all the executives say, "Oh yeah, she was making all these moves and stuff like that," then that's shame on the editors for not. Yeah, again, showing
I said that earlier.
You did, Jack, and that's where I think, like, if
that might be the difference between her and Michelle, right? Like, we never heard how much Michelle was a threat. We keep hearing every episode since whatever that episode was, like 3 or 4.
They probably said about every person, and that's what has me concerned.
Michelle was extremely likable.
If you're gonna show,
that's the difference, though. But
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think she has been a threat, because if people are gonna say it, she's a threat. You're gonna tell me producers aren't gonna show that she's making moves and is an actual threat? No. they would absolutely put him there.
We've seen in small doses. Like, she talked about how they need to split the vote between Liana.
Yeah, because everybody says that. Come on.
But her plan was implicated. Like that's what ended up happening. If you do Miami Mike's feedback, I will accept nothing
Erica
less.
Started from the bottom, now she's here. Started from the bottom, she took out Nasir.
Nice.
Elena, I don't love her either, but she's not as bad as Jay is making it sound.
I agree.
I'm not. I don't think I'm making it sound that bad. I'm just saying they
have. You know what? You know, I love this. Everyone's attacking you, and I pretty much have agreed with you 100%.
Oh my God, you're the Deshaun. Jack is our Deshaun. Everybody's attacking the Ricard, who is Jay. But
no, they were attacking Deshaun. I'm the Deshaun. Jack's the Ricard. They were going after Deshaun.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
I'm just sitting there. I wish I had his hair.
And I'm the Erica, who's also been right every time.
That's why Connie's like, oh my God, I'm such an Erica. And I'm like, ugh, I hate Erica. I live with one. Anyway.
Hashtag I'm an Erica. Okay, next email. Candy, I hope that you're satisfied.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Not if it was only 3 seconds.
Hold on. Can I read that, Candy? I hope our response left you smiling and satisfied.
That's what she said.
The Erica debate, I have a feeling, is going to live on.
If she wins, it'll just be like the I'll get in a lapel mic for that show, and I'll just like take off the lapel mic and just walk out.
Okay.
This is what they do in an interview, right? When they're ticked off and they leave.
Isn't it a lavalier mic?
Oh, do I say
lavalier mic?
You said it's a lav mic. What did I say? Lapel mic?
I mean, lapel, I mean, whatever. Okay. The next email is from Ben, who says,
Ben, we've been picking on him the whole game. All right.
So Ben woke up, found an idol under his pillow, and decided to send us this email. Just want to say thanks for all you guys do. Really enjoy the laughs every Thursday morning. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Ben.
That was it?
Yeah.
No accusations that I hate Erica? Thanks, Ben.
You hate Erica. It's not an accusation.
I don't hate Erica.
Literally, you just said like two minutes ago, you hate Erica.
No, I didn't.
I don't hate Erica. I just think that she's the worst.
He literally said he hates Erica.
No, Heather's the worst. Don't get me wrong. Like, that is clearly the person that
why do you hate women
in this game.
Yeah,
Shan was my favorite. How do I hate women? Shan was my favorite.
I don't know.
I've never said it.
Hold on. I don't hate women. My wife's a woman.
I don't know. You said I was here 3-4 times that you hate her.
My mom's a woman. My sisters are women.
My best friend is a woman.
It's also my wife. She also gave me medical advice after this song came out. All right, we won't keep going. Broadcast listeners will understand.
If you want to hear something that Matt said last night, the last 5 minutes of the podcast where he took some heat.
What happened? Who took heat? Me?
Matt.
Oh.
Oh, you were brought up too, but.
What was I brought up about?
I think Nick or Chris said something about you, but it was pretty funny.
That's funny.
Carol in the chat said, Jay said Erica kidnapped the Lindbergh baby.
You know, that's how rumors start, Carol.
And we know how that ended up.
Exactly. Be careful, Carol.
Not great, Dan. All right. Last email is from Maggie.
Lindbergh was kind of a racist, though.
Kind of.
Not that his baby. But,
in fairness to Lindbergh,
his baby though.
Everyone
watched this episode of Survivor and been educated.
In fairness, Lindbergh, everybody was like super racist back then.
I'm still surprised San Diego has Lindbergh Field as their title of their airport.
Henry Ford, super racist. Walt Disney, super racist. So I mean, really. All of your idols, like
David Duke.
On an episode where Survivor was historically.
Well, that's what I heard.
I heard.
In the terms of racism, of race and wokeness, like that's not. Yeah. All right.
Until we wake the bald people, I'm not falling.
Oh, Jack, don't die on that hill.
No, I don't hear what you said, but I don't want to know. Okay. This from Maggie is from last week. So, yes, Henry Ford and Walt Disney also hate. Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
There's no lie there. They would have hated this season. Right?
Okay.
So representative.
Okay.
I loved it.
You guys all suck. Okay. Maggie says.
I didn't say it. It's Mike. Mimey Mike said
Maggie,
it.
Maggie said, this is from last week's episode that she wanted us to still represent on the show. Wow, Ricard won immunity and reward. Deshaun and Danny were right to want to get him out. Liana ended up indirectly screwing Shan by telling her about the Ricard plan. That was crazy. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. Did Shan sign her villain theme out loud? Sing her villain theme out loud during the reward? That was weird. Oh, I thought that was amazing when she was.
I loved it so much. I'm glad she got to do it one last time, and I got to hear it one last time. Like, pouring out for Shan.
Do you think she did it by accident?
I think so. I think she was just sitting there.
Because
like,
someone said, "What's that song you're humming?"
Yeah, I that was Heather. Heather was like, "What is that?" I truly think that that was by accident.
Just like Shan, I haven't had time. I still haven't processed her getting booted, and
she'll be back.
She'll be back. Like just
Shan is going to be our new Suri until she wins. In which case,
she has to. Like Shan is
win Tyson.
I stand Shan, and I can't wait to see her play again.
Yeah.
Unlike Eric, I don't need to see her play again.
Erica doesn't care. She'll have $1 million.
She'll be on Survivor 70 when they bring back all the winners again.
Yeah. And then everyone's gonna go, "Who are you?"
Oh, she's gonna wear her earrings and
everything. Shan messed up and sang it out loud because she finally got fed. You're not wrong.
Those earrings that Shan always scares me because I always feel like someone's gonna pull them.
I love them. I'm wearing hoops tonight. She's wearing hoops,
yeah, calling
them. I'm talking the big hoops because babies grabbing earrings and stuff like that. It's like, oh, it scares me.
Jack, if I could pull off the big hoops, I would. Okay.
I'm always
from Long Island. I love hoop earrings. I
want to know how you can tell Colleen is from Long Island because when she talks like this.
Yeah.
It always scares me when I see people wearing hoop earrings.
All right, let's close this thing out. Any other emails?
No.
Okay.
No,
well, let's go to tallying the votes. We share the screen.
We got to do 2 weeks worth.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. So let's open this here.
Because we didn't pick who goes home this week. I had
Just give me a second. We'll get to that in a second. We're gonna do some picks. Shan. Here we go.
I want Victoria to send us.
We all said merge on Shan, so that's a point each.
Yay.
And then today with Liana, where are you?
So much though. I thought Shan
She was a final three for me. Dang it. So only Colleen gets a point there. Colleen's starting to rack up some points here.
I get two.
I had pre-merge on here.
Yeah, pre-merge.
Oh, well, that sucks.
So you didn't think that highly of her.
Well, when she started playing, I said, I thought she played really well in the beginning.
It's a solid pre-merge game, I think.
Her merge, she got sidetracked.
Colleen, you're first at 10. Congrats.
Hi, hello.
All right, and then last week, Jack, you said Shan was going home, so you get a point.
But she didn't go home. Oh, she did go home.
She went home last week. So, Jack, you get a point there. And out of nowhere, you're still last place, sorry.
Out of nowhere, you suddenly have 7 points.
If I wouldn't have bet that 1 point, I'd be tied for Jay.
Yeah, you would, but Colleen's still in the lead, solidly in the lead now, two ahead of me.
You know what?
Oh my God! I had Liana going home.
You know what? I forgot at Tribal. Mm-hmm. What's her name? Is it Tina? Terry? Tina? Whose first one voted is on the jury? What's her name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany. She didn't crack a smile the whole time.
I honestly wasn't. They didn't show the jury much.
No.
Every time they showed her, she's like.
All right, it is now time to pick who we think is going home on
Ringo. Did I get a point for Liana getting voted out?
No, because this was used for week 10, not week 11. Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't vote for week 11.
Yeah, too bad. Oh,
well. That was I should get a point for Leon. Chat, should I get a point for Liana?
No.
No.
Hold on. Chat doesn't matter. I am the judge, and I say no. All right.
I'm judge and jury.
12. Colleen, who do you think's going home?
I think it's going to be Danny or Ricard, so...
better not be Ricard. I'll be pissed.
Jay, rock, paper, scissors me real quick. If you win, it's Deshaun. If I win, it's Ricard. Rock, paper, wait, ready?
We're on shoot. We're on shoot, right?
Yeah, rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Start again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wait, you have to show the fingers.
Scissor, cut, scissor, cut, paper.
Yeah, it does.
Wait, all right, did I pick again? I pick Ricard. We taught my niece
Colleen off of this
in the middle of a bar this weekend. We taught my
Can we get Erica and Jamie Joe to do this podcast?
Yeah, seriously, Jesus! All right, Ricard.
Not Richard, Ricard.
I changed it, you jerk. I'm gonna say Deshaun. Why not?
Because you lost.
I don't know, Jack.
Yeah, because we.
I'm gonna go crazy here, and I'm gonna say Erica.
Okay, I have to pick a new winner because Shani's gone.
Go with Erica. It's a no lose bet.
Who's my winner's pick now? Oh, Xander. Okay.
I think Xander's going to the final three at this point.
He is. He has a final three.
Control S, right, for strikeout.
No, it's Command Shift X for strikeout. But thank you for telling me something that's wrong.
So you're saying Erica's a Hosmer of this season?
Who, Colleen's the Eric Hosmer?
No, Erica.
Both Colleen and Erica are the Eric Hosmer of both Survivor, J-Jack and Colleen. And no, because actually Erica played better than
Hosmer. Stan is the Eric Hosmer of the season. Because
no, don't you?
No. Don't
you dare put Hosmer's name on Stan. No.
Didn't you just talk about Hosmer?
Hosmer. And I won't even put that on Erica. I won't even put Hosmer on Erica. I won't even do that because Erica's.
Shan is the Hosmer of the season. If you're going to do that, because she started off really great, but then just sucked.
Hosmer didn't start off great.
Hosmer was crappy all season.
Yeah. No,
he was terrible.
Oh, well, actually, this one, Colin.
Talking about the Padres first baseman, people. Look, when there were rumors that he was going to get traded, I was sad.
Why?
I don't know. I like him even though he's a crazy anti-vaxxer.
You think he's pretty. That's all it is. You think he's pretty.
I
have completely different tastes in men.
He does have nice hair.
Nice hair.
Look how far that gets you.
Even though, again, he refused to get vaccinated. So there was that. But we got over it. We got through that together. He got there.
Did he? I don't even know if he did or not. I don't care.
You told me he did.
Trade him.
Did you lie to me?
I don't know. Deshaun has a tough road to survive next week. He goes down 2-4, and Danny has a pretty good relationship with Xander. I agree. I think Deshaun's out. That's why Deshaun is my pick to go home. But I'm gonna put Erica in there as my winner now, just to try maybe do opposite. So take that, Shandy. I want Erica to win now.
Do you?
I don't care. I really don't care. A game show on CBS. Like, let's just be real.
Oh my goodness, Cranky Pants, old man.
What?
Just say it.
If Jay's old, what does that make me?
Dead. Somehow your HD camera looks grainy. It's like I'm looking at old footage of the Beatles.
Actually, I thought it was
really... The footage is actually pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I said just that. I'm doing a rewatch of Seinfeld, and it's what? Not even, it's what, 20 years old, 25 years old, and it's crappy.
It's okay. That's the beauty of what Peter Jackson did, because it was 16 millimeter film, so it was TV film for...
Who ends up with the ring? I guess it'd be Ringo.
Jay's going to get an email from Walt Disney next week about the Erica pick.
He's thawing out just to send you the email.
Wait a second!
I'm going to smoke.
I'm turning over in my eyes.
In your face.
Anyway, all right. That's going to do it for this episode of Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. We want to thank everybody that's in the chat right now with us live. Thank you, everybody that listens.
Well, not everybody.
Thank our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Ricker, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne the Plan, Joanne with the Plan, and Ed the Creepy Mailman.
No, he's now Ed the Cool Creepy Poopy Head.
Grandpa. Is he a grandpa? Because he's a grandpa now.
Whatever. No. Your son Zachary has designated him Ed.
Again, Zachary this. I'll tell the same thing that I tell to Zachary. I'm the parent, and I could just decide.
So I guess what someone suggested about you having
a huge ego.
Who said I had a huge ego? Nick?
Someone said you're the Paul McCartney of the podcast.
Oh, I'm definitely the Paul McCartney. Let's just be real. It's fine. No,
they didn't say talent-wise.
Well, they all had huge egos. Like, come on, they're the Beatles.
Yeah. Well, how could you not have a huge ego?
I don't know. I can't recommend the documentary enough. It's so good. It's so good. It ends really well. Like,
have you guys started Ghost yet?
No, we will at some point. I don't know. I don't have time. I did two podcasts.
It's a 22-minute episode.
I have 11 days to watch as many Christmas movies as I can for the broadcast to talk about it. So, yeah. I actually watched the wrong Christmas movie this weekend. So I watched Christmas at Castle Heart, and the movie that I was supposed to watch was A Castle for Christmas.
All right.
Are you going to watch the Hallmark Channel 24/7?
What?
Are you going to watch
the Hallmark Channel? No, we prefer the Netflix ones. But anyway, it doesn't matter. That's not about Survivor. We'll see you all next time.
Erica's Christmas movie.
I think she'd be great at Christmas movie.
Christmas on Exile Island.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you all next time. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Peace out, everybody. Bye.